Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. In Jerusalem, it's a cool morning with clear skies, and Tel Aviv enjoys a mild start to the day. Haifa is seeing a gentle breeze, while Eilat remains warm as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Iran's military threatens a harsh response if Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon persist. Also, JNS reports this hour that U.S. President Trump says Netanyahu should act more responsibly with Lebanon, emphasizing his role in Israel's existence. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes that the U.S.-Iran framework could impact Israel-Lebanon negotiations, focusing on normalization talks. Separately, I-24 News states that a published U.S.-Iran MOU includes ending wars, reopening the Strait of Hormuz, and lifting oil sale restrictions. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Iran fired missiles at Israel, risking renewed conflict and impacting ongoing negotiations. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassane, a Palestinian activist, noted just minutes ago that Israeli settlers attacked a mosque in the West Bank village of Jiljilia. Al-Arabiya shared earlier today that Lebanon's leadership is preparing for new talks with Israel after a U.S.-Iran peace deal announcement. Ynet News raised concerns in a recent report about Tesla allegedly overstating its autonomous system's safety in EU filings. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions between Israel and Iran. Ynet reports that Tehran warns of severe retaliation should Israeli operations continue in southern Lebanon. This follows ongoing IDF strikes in the region. The situation remains tense as the potential for a broader conflict looms. Turning to the U.S. stance, JNS highlights President Trump's comments on Netanyahu's actions regarding Lebanon. He stressed his past contributions to Israel's security and plans to publicly clarify his agreement with Iran. These remarks come amid delicate negotiations in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details how the U.S.-Iran framework could shift Israel-Lebanon talks. Diplomats suggest the focus will be on potential normalization and maintaining agreements. This occurs as regional stability remains a priority for many involved. In a related development, I-24 News reveals the contents of a U.S.-Iran MOU. It outlines an end to hostilities and economic openings, including the Strait of Hormuz. The implications for regional trade and diplomacy could be significant, with a nuclear deal still pending. And finally, Axios reports that Iran's missile launch against Israel threatens to unravel peace efforts. This action could reignite conflict and disrupt international negotiations. As tensions rise, civilians in the region face uncertainty and potential upheaval. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Axonius appointed Moshe Ben Simon as Chief Product Officer. He joins to enhance the company's asset intelligence platform, drawing on his experience from Fortinet. Separately, Walla Business reveals that 450 employees will be laid off at a Nahariya Blade technology factory. This closure follows failed negotiations to save the plant, leaving workers facing job uncertainty. And finally, Globes reports that the Tamar gas field has boosted its production by 45%. Now Israel's largest in terms of output, this increase highlights the country's growing energy sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.